come to discuss reality, not illusion. Welcome to UFO Encounters Live with your watchman of the night skies, Ronnie McMullen.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of UFO Encounters Live, and I'm your host, Ronnie McMullen. Tonight, my guest is a retired airline captain. He's a former CIA contract pilot with over 19,000 hours of flight time. He has over 11,000 in command jet transports. He's flown over 100 different types of aircraft in 60 different countries around the world. He retired in 2001 after more than 40 years of flying. He flew for the CIA in Southeast Asia, where between 1972 and 1973, he logged 560 missions, of which over half were combat missions. He was shot down once. He also flew contract missions in Eastern Europe, the Middle East, and Africa between 1977 and 1982. During the last 17 years, he's worked for several passenger and cargo airlines as captain, check airman, and instructor. He was certified by the FAA as a North Atlantic Navigation Check Airman. He has extensive experience as command pilot and instructor in the Boeing 707, the Douglas DC-8, and Lockheed L-1011. Yes, my guest is John Lear. John Lear, welcome to UFO Encounters Live. How you doing, my friend?
Real good, Ronnie. Thank you for having me on.
I am very obliged that you would come on the show. I want to try to go in a different direction. You've done quite a few interviews, many with Coast to Coast and other radio stations, but I want to take down a different line because I try to grab a little bit of the spiritual aspect of the UFO phenomena. So maybe we can grab upon your expertise in this area. Now, you're a former CIA contract pilot, 19,000 hours of flight time, and probably known as one of the best pilots of all time. Why UFOs, John?
Well, I got interested in it in the 1970s. I was interested mostly in black projects, the SR-71, the F-117, the F-19, those kind of airplanes. And I had a friend who was vice president of Testers Corporation who used to collect information photos with me. And one day he asked me, it was all snail mail then, and he said, have you looked into UFOs? And I said, yeah, and I don't think there's anything to it. And he said, well, I think you ought to take another look because I think there's something there. So I kind of started looking into it and reading some of the stories. And in 1985, two things happened. Number one, I had a reunion reunion in Las Vegas with all the pilots that flew in Southeast Asia, or all the CIA pilots that flew in Southeast Asia. And one of the guys was Air Force, and his name was Greg Wilson. And I said, you know, where all you been the last few years? And he said, oh, I've been flying the A-10. I was based in Bentwaters. And I said, oh, Bentwaters. I said, that's where that UFO supposedly crashed in 1980, or not crashed, but landed. And he said, no. He says, it wasn't a rumor. It was true. And he said, I didn't get to see it because I was confined to quarters. But I have friends that did see it. And, yeah, it's true. And I was really taken aback then that a friend of mine that I hold so much interest in that he would say that flying saucers were weird. Well, at the same time, I happened to pick up a book at a friend's house. It was called Missing Time by Bud Hopkins.
Yeah.
And I read through this thing, and the hairs stood up on the back of my neck because for some reason, I knew this was true. I knew these abductions were going on.
So from the first time you actually read Bud Hopkins, you believed in it immediately?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like something in your soul. You just knew it was real.
Absolutely.
Okay. So
then, everything those days was in snail mail or by person to person. So in 1986, I took a automobile, or actually I took my truck and I went throughout Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and talked to guys that had stories but wouldn't talk over the phone but would talk directly. And I got a lot of information, came back, and that's when I wrote the infamous John Lear hypothesis.
Okay.
And so then I got in demand for public speaking. I in the 1987 I did a lecture at the in Las Vegas at the Clark County Library. And I mean, it was just unbelievable. I went to give this little talk, and I walked in the door, and there's 600 people there. And I asked the guy, boy, what are all those people doing here? And he said, well, they're here to listen to you. And apparently we did do two nights because we couldn't have everybody at the first night. There was like 1,200 people standing at the door.
Now, it seems to me there seems to be a lot of information that kind of keeps recirculating. Now, have you found that there's any new information? And, of course, we know there's a lot of disinformation in the system. So do you see anything truthful coming out, or do you think they're doing any revealing or disclosure right now?
Well, the government is, and they won't reveal anything for a long time. As a matter of fact, disclosure... as disclosure will only happen about maybe 4 or 5 decades from now. And the reason is nobody needs to know that information. It will not benefit anybody. And when disclosure comes, it won't be in the form of a presidential announcement or parades or anything like that. It'll happen like everybody will turn around and say, well, I knew it all the time.
Hmm.
And that's because the people who are so against it now will be dead. And the young people that have grown up with this will realize, yeah, it's true. I see them all, I know all about that stuff.
Now, your father, Bill Lear, the founder of Lear Jets, and obviously the 8-track tape, kind of an interesting goes both ways there. He attended Moody Bible Institute. Is that true?
Did he what?
He attended Moody Bible Institute.
Right.
Later on, left the church based on hypocrisy. Is that correct?
I don't remember that part, but I do remember the Moody Institute.
So he obviously had some belief in the Creator. Do you have a belief in the Creator? I mean, knowing all of this information, okay, this sometimes can mess with our minds. Do you believe in a Creator?
Well,
and I'm not
no
talking about religious institution. I'm talking about something, a major intelligence that has created all of this.
Yes, if you put it that way, there's a higher order. There isn't one thing or person, but there is a creation, yeah.
A creation, okay. Now, the reason I ask this is because many people, these so-called extraterrestrials, okay, obviously the Greys and many other species, but they're not exactly kind. They're not here really for our good, is kind of seems to be the moral opinion. What is your opinion of these?
Well, of course, there's billions upon billions of different kinds of aliens, but the Greys are merely here to do a job, and their job is to take care of humanity while we're maturing. And that's right, they aren't particularly sympathetic. They have a job to do, and that's to be sure that it's just like you take your car and for a lube and oil every 3,000 miles.
Yeah.
They check us once at 3 years old, once at 7 years old, and once at 13 years old, and then after that as necessary. And what they do is be sure that we have the regular upgrades, and it's their job to be sure that we don't die until we're supposed to. And they're there to be sure that we don't live beyond the exact moment that we're supposed to die.
Now, do you think, are you saying everybody is somewhat abducted at 3, 7, and 13?
Everybody on the
And we just
year.
Don't remember it?
No.
And how
but
did
a lot of people do. A lot of people remember it.
Okay, so how did you find this information out?
Well, I can't remember a certain person who told me that, but it's just become apparent over the years. And, of course, my children and grandchildren have experienced it. And like with them, I don't mention anything or teach them anything. I let them tell me what's going on. And every once in a while, they'll come out with something and ask a question, and I'll tell them what I think about it.
I've listened to many of your interviews, and you are a very knowledgeable man. Obviously, again, one of the best pilots of all time. I mean, that's quite a high standard.
Well, yes.
And I mean, I'm not trying to just pat you on the back here, but I mean, there's truth in this. And the thing that really probably flubs the media up is they don't know what to do with you. I've heard many people say, "Yeah, John Lear's the best pilot probably in the world," but I can't take his rhetoric on the UFOs. Do you find this to be kind of a struggle for you? Because here you do have this great position. You have been a founder of many things, and all of a sudden the media is against you because you hold this information, which many believe that you're right.
Well, it doesn't matter to me because I'm in it for my own information. I don't have any books. I don't sell any DVDs. I don't sell any CDs. I don't do any lectures. I go on the radio. But as far as making any money or anything like that, I'm not interested in that. If somebody wants to know what I know, then there's a couple of forums that I post on, like on Godlike Productions I post on, and a few others, and I just tell them my ideas. I don't ask for anything, and I share my ideas. If they have a question, I answer it, and if they say, well, you're full of baloney, I'd say, that's okay. No problem.
We don't have our own beliefs.
It doesn't bother me. If you're, you know, interested, I'll tell you what I think.
We'll be right back after these messages. Have you noticed foods not really being all that healthy anymore? Have you noticed there is something going on that seems to be taking the nutrients out of our food? We seem to have a lot of genetically modified products, and it seems that sugar is added into everything that we eat. What if you could have something that was totally natural, and that if you drank it every day, your body would start to cleanse? You would feel better, you would have more energy, and you would watch your health change for the good. Well, there is such a product. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's hitting America by storm. And if you have not tried this great tasting tea and see how it works, I would just ask you, what are you waiting for? Do yourself a favor. Order this tea and just try it. Here's how you get it. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now.
Perhaps we need some outside universal threat to make us recognize this common bound. I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
I couldn't help at one point in my discussions privately with General Secretary Gorbachev, I couldn't help but say to him, just think how easy if suddenly there was a threat to this world from some other species from another planet outside in the universe.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
When you're looking for an easier way to stick to your budget this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you can set up account alerts to help you stay on track. Alerts can be sent to your phone or email, so you'll know the moment you've reached the limits you set. And setting up account alerts is easy. Take comfort knowing you have the tools to stay on budget. Call, click, or stop by to learn more about account alerts. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
We the real people got a lot out of our cars this summer, so now it's time to put a little back in.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center this Friday and Saturday. It's Fall Car Care Month, the perfect time to gear up with conventional Valvoline oil change, air filter, multi-point inspection, and tire rotation, all for just $34.98 with coupon. And save even more with our biggest rebate savings ever on four Goodyear and Dunlop tires. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real confidence for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Offer and dates vary from 10/22 to 12/3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
There must be one place left in the world where the skin says it can breathe. There's gotta be one place left in the world to solitude, distance, and relief. There's gotta be one place left in the world.
Welcome back to the show. My guest is John Lear. How deep does the UFO agenda go?
As deep as you can go. I mean, they were here billions of years before we were, and they'll be here billions of forever after the need for humanity is gone.
Now, I heard you talking on George Norrie about soul harvesting. Maybe you can explain that to me. If the Creator has created us, and of course, religion kind of has its own spiel, but if the Creator's created us and the soul seems to be something that these extraterrestrials are interested in, obviously there would not be any soul harvesting. What is that all about, John?
Well, they don't harvest souls, and I did use that word, but it was wrong. They do create the souls, and they also created the what I call the meat sacks, which are our human bodies, which are the containers for the souls for us to mature in. And as we go through life, we're supposed to learn the lesson of living with integrity and without envy, without hate, or without greed. And
that's
at the end of our lifetime,
That's a tough call.
And when we finish our lifetime, we're given a review, not a judgment, but a review. And if we haven't come up to standards, then we reincarnate, come back to Earth, and try it again. If we do meet the standards, then we reincarnate, but we get to go out in the universe and play with the adults. Right now, we're trapped on the prison planet, which is Earth, and we can't get out and go anywhere to other planets to spread our ideas because we haven't matured yet enough to share anything. We're just out in our little tribal communities fighting each other over this and that, and the rest of the universe doesn't do that. And so we're just in our little prison planet, imprisoned with a Van Allen belt, and we stay here until we have learned to live our lives with integrity and without envy, hate, or greed.
Do you feel that the ancient scriptures are off or man-made?
I'm not sure they're all correct. For instance, Stitchin did some very good work on translating all the tablets from back then, and he's very accurate. But whether it's true or not, I don't know. Whether the Anunnaki are true or whether they're coming back, I don't know. I don't believe so. But yeah, it is a different call there.
Well, it seems the New Testament's a lot more marred than the Old Testament, but there's actually codes that break down, and you have to wonder, you know, there must have been a great intelligence that wrote these scriptures for them to translate forwards and even in reverse, and even through computer code, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, the Bible is just a collection of fables, sometimes real stories, and it's just more to get humanity learning how to live with integrity and without envy, hate, or greed. Most of the biblical people did not exist. Jesus did not. Moses did not. All those are just fables to give us somebody to look up to and to live by.
Interesting. When you look at religion, do you think that plays a part in this global elite that seem to be trying to control the masses? Is there a piece of that that's in religion?
Yeah, well, currently humanity is controlled by the aliens. Yeah, the word is bad aliens. They're not nice. They're warlike.
Okay.
They're warlike, and they would rather see us in all kinds of wars like we are all over the world. And the good aliens are just sitting back and waiting for some mistake to made where they can come in and set us straight. Now, it is a prison planet, and it will always be. Okay. But we can do better than we are now, and we will do. But it's not for anybody to try and mix or mess with things that they have no control over. All they have to do is live. It starts with them, their own lives.
Yeah.
They're the ones that have to start living with integrity and without envy, hate, or greed. It's not the people that they talk to, let's get rid of Obama, let's get rid of this guy, let's get rid of that guy,
right,
and everything will be okay.
That's the distraction.
It all starts with you.
Yes, that's the distraction. Would you say the good aliens versus the bad aliens, and who knows who those aliens are, which one has more power?
They have equal power.
Equal power. So it's going to be an equal fight when they go head-to-head?
Yeah.
And this is this what we would call Star Wars?
Yeah, they're going to equal head now over the Middle East.
Stay with me. We'll be right back.
If you would like to make contact with the host, email Ronnie at ufoshow@msn.com. And make contact.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Radio has never sounded so red, white, and blue. This is Radio America.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jordan Hooker. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal has coasted to victory in his bid for a second term. The popular Republican attracted no Democratic challengers with any statewide name recognition as he sought re-election. He overwhelmed a field of 9 competitors in today's open primary. Germany's space agency now says it doesn't think pieces of a dead satellite will hit Europe, Africa, or Australia. But as for the rest of the world, it could hit just about anywhere in the next couple of hours. As many as 30 pieces of the satellite could survive re-entry, the largest being the heat-resistant mirror from an imaging telescope. Some residents of Libya's capital say they are relieved that Muammar Gaddafi was killed rather than captured, so they can move forward with a transition to democracy without fear that Gaddafi's supporters will try to sabotage it. That transition takes a big step tomorrow as Libya's new leaders declare the country to be liberated. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal Lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
The Home Depot is making it easier to bring home a brand new brand name appliance with instant savings of $25 to $750. So for what you'd spend on a base model, you can get a nice little upgrade, like that stainless steel fridge you thought was out of reach, or that front-loading washer you've wanted for years, or even that sleek new range you've had your eye on, all thanks to savings of up to $750. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 9th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct.
Ha!
True or false, Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Welcome back to The Other Side. Thanks for joining me. If you would like to get a hold of me, you can email me at ufoshow@msn.com. That's ufoshow@msn.com. And also, the website is ufoencounterslive.com. Find out the latest things that have gone on with what is outside of our reach. My guest is retired pilot John Lear. Now, how far is George Lucas off in his movies to reality? Is he closer than we might think?
I didn't watch the movie, so I don't know what he said.
You've never seen the Star Wars movies?
Well, I saw it, but I don't remember anything about it.
Okay. I just wonder, because many have said that he's into the elite and that maybe his stories are much closer than what we even think. When you dealt with this UFO thing, clear back when, was this filling you? In other words, you just had an overwhelming desire to find out the truth and what was really going on?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, in 1986, 87, I thought that the military was ignoring it and had no idea what was going on. I really believe
that.
So
you didn't know the military was connected? Now, you've obviously flown so many planes, you've military aircraft. Have you ever seen a UFO on a military base?
Not on a military base, no.
Never on a military base? Did you ever see it when you're just out there flying?
Well, let me correct that. When I went out to Groom Lake with Bob Lazar, we watched one of the test flights there. It was taking off from a military base, but we were just across the line, the border, when we saw it fly. So you can say, yeah, I saw it fly from a military base and land on a military base, but I was about 12 miles away.
Okay. Now, Bob Lazar, is he the real deal, or many people have slandered him?
Yeah, he was a good friend. I met him in 1988, when he didn't believe one word of the UFO stuff. And then he got his job up at Area 51. I was with him practically every day for the next 2 years. And I know that his story is true. And I just told you that he took us out to Groom Lake. As a matter of fact, the day before, March 21st, 1989, he said, they're going to test fly tomorrow. Do you want to go see? And I said, sure. How do we do it? And he said, well, we can go in that northeast road from Groom Lake, and we can stay just on the BLM side of the border, and we'll be okay. So we did, and the exact time that he said it would fly, it flew. So there's people that say, well, he was just a cook out there. And I say, well, if he was just a cook, then they tell the cooks when they're going to test fly the UFOs, the extraterrestrial UFOs.
Now, John B. Alexander, who is a ex-colonel, says that the government doesn't know quite what to do with UFOs. They've released all of their information to the public. And would you agree with that?
No, they haven't released anything to the public.
Okay, so why would this man, who is obviously an ex-colonel and talking about UFOs, why would he be out there saying there's no such thing as, I mean, obviously there's UFOs, but they don't know anything about it. They released everything they can, and that the government's really dumb about UFOs.
Well, you could say that John Alexander, and I've known him for years, is a disinformation agent, but I don't think so. I think he's just dumb.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. How about Stephen Greer? He wants UFO disclosure. Stephen Greer's very much fighting for UFO disclosure. Do you think he's working for them? Or do you think he really, truly wants this UFO disclosure?
No, he really, truly wants it, but it's not going to happen, so.
No, it's not going to happen. It seemed, do the presidents today know about it? Does Obama, if we were to tag Obama, would he know about the UFO?
No, the last president that knew anything about UFOs was JFK. And then after that, they told the presidents less and less. And the only reason Nixon knew is because he was Eisenhower's vice president, and he got briefings then. But nobody since then has got a briefing. And, you know, Clinton made his famous statement that there is a government behind the government, and I have no control over that.
Now, what about George Herbert Walker Bush?
Yeah, he knows. I should have included him.
Well, yeah, head of CIA and at one point, so I think that he probably knows a lot. Why are they
just
not?
Just because you're the head of CIA doesn't mean you know anything, particularly the director. They don't tell him very much.
How come he knows so much? Why is he special?
Well, he was in other programs, and I forget what his history was, but he already knew when he got into that spot what was going on.
So most of the presidents of today do not know.
And the reason is because Clarence's work, at least 20 years ago, they worked like this. Top secret is the lowest clearance you can get. Above that, there's 38 levels, and there are 38 levels called top secret crypto, and it goes top secret crypto 1, 2, 3 all the way up through top secret crypto 28, and then above that, instead of top secret crypto 29, they gave them names like Umbra, Ultra, Majestic, things like that.
Okay.
Well, the President of the United States, when he's put into office, he gets about top secret crypto 17. He doesn't know all that much. And each of these top secret crypto levels are all compartmentalized. Just because you get a clearance to know something that's top secret crypto 26 doesn't mean that they say, now here's all the guys that have top secret 26 and here's what they know.
Sure.
You just get to know one little teeny compartmentalized part of top secret crypto.
Get to know what they want you to know.
Yeah, what you need to know.
So John, who's in control? Obviously, you're telling me the president's not in control. So who is in control?
I don't know. Well, I have my ideas who's in control, but no, the president, neither the president nor the Congress, nor the Joint Chiefs of Staff are in control. It's somebody else.
Now, the religious establishment says there's going to be a one-world power. Do you believe that?
Eventually, but not for several decades.
Not for several decades. Now, we have a whole 2012 issue coming up. And, of course, you know, Hollywood's playing it as doomsday. And we're hearing a lot of rumor of a UFO event, maybe at the UK Olympics. What is your take on this 2012?
Nothing. It's all a mix. They throw all this stuff in, like the Elenin Comet and Planet X and Planet Nimbro. It's all baloney. None of it's going to happen. It's just to keep the public in a constant state of fear, anguish, disinformation, and confused. That's all that stuff is for.
Is there a reason that they always want us to have fear? Is there a reason that most of the news agencies are not even news?
Yeah, they want us to be dependent on the government itself. That's what they put all this stuff out for, so that if anything comes along where they need us to board all these trains to keep us safe, that the most of the people say, oh, good God, the government's going to save us. Let's climb in these trains and go wherever they are going to keep us safe.
Now, the rumor has it these trains are going to take us right to prison camps.
Supposedly, but I don't know that to be a fact, but I don't know.
Have you heard that before?
Sure. I've heard where they're being built, huge trains and shackles in them and all kinds of weird stories like that.
Yes. I actually knew a man that actually saw the train that saw the shackles. So but you wonder why, why would this even, maybe they're just building a few places to create more fear and they're never going to use them.
That's possible, but then there's the rumor that the elites want to get rid of 90% of the population, or reduce it from 7 billion down to 4 or 5 billion.
Yeah.
Or no, to reduce it to 2 billion or less in order to make a better life for those that are around. But that'll never happen. Nobody's going to reduce any population that size. That's not in the cards. That's not in the plans. That's just somebody's
more fear
wet dream.
Okay. Now, going back to the soul harvesting, are you saying that on other planets there is life on other planets?
Yes, there's a billion times a billion other Earths almost identical to ours, with civilizations almost identical to ours, with people identical to us that are having the same problems of maturing, and some of them are more advanced than us, some of them are less advanced than us, but there's a billion times a billion of those planets out there.
How do we know this, John?
Well, you're asking me my opinion.
Yes.
And that comes from the information that I have gotten.
Okay. So there's all these other, and so these are like human people? Are they another kind of species?
Well, there's both.
There's
like
both.
Like on Earth, there's humans, and then underground we have maybe 40 different types of civilizations that live under Earth. On Venus, there's civilizations that look just like us, and then under Venus, under the underground of Venus, they have different civilizations. On the Moon, there's a civilization that lives on the surface. And there's about a billion to a billion and a half of them, and they look identical to us.
Okay.
And then underground on the Moon, they have the Greys and several other species. I mean, the universe in the solar system is so full of life that NASA is having a terrible time keeping it hidden. Saturn, Neptune, Jupiter, all those big planets are called gas giants by NASA, but in fact, the only gas giant in our solar system is NASA itself.
Why do they not want us to know there's other civilizations, or there's other people, there's other planets, life on other planets, that the air quality is the air quality on those planets better than ours? It seems we're kind of doomsday in ourselves. Is that the same over there?
No, they all have good air. And,
I mean, are they running vehicles? Has their technology advanced to where they're running vehicles and cars and fossil fuels and everything else and hurting their environment? Or
no,
are we just one of the only ones?
They have transportations far ahead of us.
Okay. Most, even the primitive ones.
Pardon?
Even the primitive ones?
Primitive one what?
In other words, you said there were some of the other planets that had, they're a little more primitive than us. So are they?
Oh, yeah. That's separate. The billions and billions of Earths that are in the state of evolvement.
Okay.
Learning to mature their souls are different from all the hundreds of billions of billions of gazillions planets.
Okay.
They're different from that, but yeah, most everybody is pretty well advanced.
Now, if you're talking back earlier that when we die, our soul goes up and you think they do something with it and re-put it back into another body,
right.
if we didn't learn our lessons, and if we did learn our lessons, we maybe get to go to a different planet and go into another body there and live a different life, more educated or more mature, more love, whatever you might say. What happens with the ones that go back? Does that mean that they keep, do they get another chance and another chance and another chance? Or do they get one chance and then they're wiped out? Or what happens?
They get forever.
Forever to get it right.
Yeah.
So there's no such thing really as a hell that the religion says that there is?
No.
What about a heaven?
Yes, heaven is where we go when we're, when we graduate, when we learn how to live our lives with integrity and without envy, hate, or greed, when we pass that test, then we go to get to play with the adults, and that's heaven. It's if you just imagine what your concept of heaven is, and then multiply that exponentially by 1,000, that's where you get to go.
John, I want to thank you for being on UFO Encounters Live. I know your time is valuable, and we'll have you on again next week.
Okay, well, thank you.
I want to thank John Lear for giving of his time and coming on UFO Encounters Live. He's been a guest that I've wanted to have on for quite some time, so for him to give up his time is greatly appreciated. Also, know that next week, John comes back on radio to discuss life on the moon. Is there life on the moon? It'll be a great show, so you're not going to want to miss it. This last segment, after the commercial break, I want to do a little bit of an update with abductees, because something is going on, and of course, as we're approaching that magical 2012 year, I think things are changing. Just a little update with what's going on. Join me. I'll be right back. You want to know something? I love my job. People calling into Life Change Tea saying, I love the tea. I just love the tea. I love the way it makes me feel. Love is a powerful word. But for some of you, you can't love the tea if you never tried it. It is my job to encourage new people to try Life Change Tea. So what could I tell you? Love is a beautiful thing. I could tell you this. I personally drink Life Change Tea every day. I love it. Anyway, if you want to order your tea, call us. 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can read up on our many products and order online. Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea, spreading a little love for health.
Jay Farner at Quicken Loans. You know, we've been talking for years about how great mortgage interest rates are, but what's happening right now is something truly special. Having been in the mortgage business for nearly 20 years, I've never seen anything like this. Over the last 40 or 50 years, we haven't seen anything like this. Rates are shockingly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Take the 5 minutes and call Quicken Loans today at 800-401-0027. We'll walk you through the process, and if it makes sense, we'll help you lock in that rate and close on a new mortgage. And if it doesn't make sense, you'll know you took the time to make sure you weren't missing out. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by. Call now to see how Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Attention! Caribbean Cruise Line is giving away free cruises to the first 500 callers that register in your area. So get ready to write this number down and act fast. We know that the best type of traveler is a repeat guest, and we're so committed to this philosophy that we're giving away free cruises to prove it. That's right, a free cruise to the Bahamas, including your cabin, all your meals, a full spa, casino, live entertainment, three kids clubs, a kids water park, and more. Come see why we were recently named the best new Bahamas getaway cruise by Porthole Magazine. We're so sure you'll enjoy yourself and become a repeat customer that we're giving you this free cruise vacation for free. There's no catch. You're simply responsible for a small port fee, and your cruise is free. Just call 800-459-4061. That's 800-459-4061. It's over a $500 value, and it's yours free. So call now, 800-459-4061. That's 800-459-4061.
Welcome back to the show, and again, I want to remind you, John Lear will return next week, and we'll be talking about life on the moon. I think it's interesting. I want to kind of touch base before I leave tonight with the fact that abductees are being tangled with a little bit more. I start with the Falling Skies TV series, Steven Spielberg, talking about an invasion and only a few survivors, and they have to fight the alien task. Well, I think it's interesting that Hollywood is producing more movies, more TV shows about an alien attack. We also see this coming forward in the 2012 year, that maybe this is the year for the Great Visitation. I also think it's interesting the National UFO Alert sighting spiked for July and August, almost doubling itself, with California having more sightings and Florida and Pennsylvania having more sightings than all. But California is the leader in UFO sightings. And even having Arizona being moved to an Alert 3, having double the sightings of UFOs. And I think this is saying something. Now, with all of these sightings, and of course, I'm going to move into something else in a little bit, but with all these sightings going on, does this mean there's also more abductions going on? Well, this goes back to some of the people that report to me. And if you are an abductee and you would like to report, maybe you want to stay anonymous. That's fine. You can email me at ufoshow@msn.com. ufoshow@msn.com. You can be anonymous if you want. A lot of abductees don't want to talk about their situation. I do have some abductees that report to me what's going on. I have one 2 weeks ago, and this person had their stomach actually, when they came back from their missing time, had their stomach laid open with something like maybe a laser that had opened them up. And now they're going through some major health problems. A lot of you that maybe have been abducted, okay, and this is one of the reasons you have such an interest in what's going on. You think they're nightmares. You think they're just bad dreams, when in fact, there's something very much deeper. One of my abductees said, he said, "Hi, Ronnie, just thought you might find this interesting. The Army is conducting military exercise out there, and the same days, I had those strange dreams, and both those days were cloudy." I also want to say I saw a major, I traveled to Arizona not too long ago, and I saw this major cloud coverage. It was a weird cloud. You know, there's something that the Creator creates clouds, and then there's these just spans of mass, and this span of mass of looking like a cloud, which was not, had the look of a huge spaceship. Now, I usually don't pay attention to that. I mean, I do, but I don't. I just blow it off as, you know, chemtrails all coming together. But I thought it very interesting where I saw the cloud was directly over Edwards Air Force Base. Now, that doesn't mean anything either. This is only a theory. This is not a fact or truth. But as I was traveling, looking at this cloud, which was shaped like a huge spaceship, it sat over Edwards Air Force Base. It also, this cloud moved and was over the Tehachapi Mountains between Mojave Desert and Bakersfield, which, by the way, if you look at all of those wind generators, when you find wind generators, you'll find something underground that needs to be powered. I'll leave you with this. An abductee wrote to me and said, "It's late, it's about 2:30 a.m., and I can't sleep for good reason. Early yesterday evening was relaxing on the couch when I look over at the kitchen window and I saw an orb of light like that of a soft white light bulb. It lasted for a few seconds and I thought maybe I'm seeing things. Then about 2 a.m. was watching the X-Files and there's no curtain on the window and I saw a flash of light outside the same brightness as the flash on a camera, but brighter. Bright enough for me to react to. I know they're out there. I went outside to look around and it's silent. So silent. It's eerie. I'm really jumpy right now. Closed all the windows. I know, but it makes me feel better." If all of the abductees came together and really stated what was happening to them, couldn't we start something to stop abduction? Because maybe abduction is not just UFOs. Maybe it's something from the government elite. Think about it. Don't forget to join me with John Lear next week. And of course, be aware of your surroundings. Good night.
You've been listening to Roddy McMullen, your watchman of the night skies on UFO Encounters Live. If you'd like to visit us during the week, log on to www.ufoencounterslive.com and make contact.
Our school doesn't need a gym.
And we don't need more buses.
We need new books!
And a place to put them.
The Advil Congestion Relief Project is committed to helping communities get the right relief for their real problem. Send your community story to congestionreliefproject.com for the chance to be next. The Advil Congestion Relief Project. The right relief for the real problem.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/17 to 1/4/12. See official rules at congestionreliefproject.com.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
Radio has never sounded so red, white, and blue.
At work, I have it on.
You guys are the best.
This is Radio America.